Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes.
Today's lead is a security story about a coding agent that uploaded far more than it needed. The Register reports that xAI's Grok Build CLI, a command line tool for AI-assisted coding, was caught uploading entire private code repositories to a Google Cloud bucket, even when users turned the privacy toggle off.
The numbers are stark. On a 12-gigabyte test repository, the actual AI conversation used 192 kilobytes of data, but the quiet background upload was 5.1 gigabytes. That includes the full codebase, commit history, and anything in a .env file. For teams working with proprietary or sensitive code, this kind of unexpected data transfer is a significant security and compliance concern. One number to know today, 5.1 gigabytes. That's how much data Grok Build uploaded in the background from a test repository, compared to just 192 kilobytes for the actual AI conversation, a 26-fold difference.
Next, a lawsuit over AI and employment. The Associated Press reports that 26 Meta employees are suing the company, alleging its recent layoffs used AI systems that disproportionately selected workers on medical, parental, or family leave.
The lawsuit, filed in federal court in Oakland, claims Meta used internal AI systems, keystroke monitoring, and algorithmically assisted performance rankings to pick who would be laid off. The filing argues these metrics, by design, cannot be accumulated by someone on protected leave. Meta says the claims lack merit and that workforce decisions are made by people, not AI. The plaintiffs remain employed, with separation set to begin July 22nd.
In governance news, the Financial Times reports DeepMind chief Demis Hassabis is calling for a U.S.-led international body to test frontier AI models. He warns society has a precious window to prepare for technology advancing at historic speed. Hassabis suggests this body could be modeled on the International Atomic Energy Agency, with the power to inspect and audit the most powerful AI systems. The call comes alongside warnings from more than 200 economists and AI leaders about labor market impacts.
IBM shares plunged 25%, according to the Financial Times, as customers shift spending to AI infrastructure. CEO Arvind Krishna said the company faltered as clients raced to buy servers and storage. It's IBM's worst single-day stock drop in over two decades, wiping about $40 billion from its market value. The report notes the shift reflects a broader enterprise rush to build out AI compute capacity.
CIO Dive highlights a report from fintech firm Tether showing AI adoption is surging, even as trust plummets. Nearly half of users distrust AI companies, despite widespread chatbot usage. The survey of over 25,000 people found 87% use AI tools, but 45% say they don't trust the companies building them. That's a notable gap between utility and confidence.
And Bloomberg reports that Chinese AI company DeepSeek has started planning for an initial public offering in China and may file as soon as this year. The company, known for its open-source models, is reportedly in talks with potential advisors. This follows a recent $7 billion funding round, signaling intense investor interest in the competitive AI landscape.
One thing to try when using a high-end agentic model for complex work is to ask it to outline its plan before it starts delegating. A Reddit user reported that OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Sol Ultra spun up 129 sub-agents for a single task, which felt inefficient.
You can prompt it with something like, "Before you start any subtasks, outline your step-by-step plan and estimated sub-agent count." This gives you a chance to see if the approach is reasonable before you commit to a long, expensive run.
That's Compact Conversations for Tuesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.